פרק ז' הלכה ז' הלכה. הנוקם אס חבר אובי ולא ססה שנאמה לא סיכון. ואף פי שאין הלוקה די אירוע היא עד מאוד. אלא רואי לאודם ליוזמה ועל קודם והעולם, שהכל אצל המבינים דבי הבל והווי ואין כדאי לנקום עליהם. כתר היא הנקימו. אומר לחבר השאילני קדומך. אומר לו, איני משאילך. למוחר צורך לשאול ממנו. אומר לו, השאילני קדומך. אומר לו, איני משאילך, כדרך שלא השאלתני כששאלתי ממך. הרי זה נוקם. אלא כשיבוא לו לשאול ייתן בלב שלם, לא יגמל לו כאשר גמלו, וכן כל כיוצא באלו. וכן אמר דוד בדעשו הטובוס, אם גמלתי שאול מבוא, ואכל צעצור אביי ריקם. The Rambam emphasizes with regard to the Sikkum, again, as the placement of the halacha already reflects, the fact that it's a day or ra'a. It reflects that a person attaches significance to that which is really shallow and empty. Shakol etzel hamavinim, discerning people, maven in the sense of someone who's discerning. Shakol etzel hamavinim de vehevel vehavai. Let's say you have a $3 bill in your pocket. So you have a whole wad of $3 bills. And someone comes and rips them up. And the person becomes irate that this other person is depriving him of his fortune. So what we'd say that he's delusional. The $3 bills they're all counterfeit. They're not worth anything. They don't represent anything. So says the Rambam, Hakol Eitzel Hamevinim, Divrei Ha'olam, Hakol Eitzel Hamevinim. If a person is discerning, it's all Divrei Hevel V'Havai. So it makes as much sense to be motivated to take Nekama over Divrei HaOlam, as in the moshel we just gave, as to take Nekama for someone for depriving, for being deprived of one's fortune, which was comprised of $3 bills. It's counterfeit, it's nothing. The chinuch sees a different yisod at the core of Issa Nekama. The chinuch, who has a different opinion in terms of hashkacha pratis in the Rambam, the opinion of the chinuch accords with that of the Chovas Halvavas. He says that the Torah asks Nekama because it's theologically, it's wrong. That what motivates Nekama is that a person wants to get even. So a person wants to get even presumes that the other person is the source of whatever happened to him. And the Chinuch says that in reality, kol ashi yikre mitov adra, hu siba shetova olav me'es Hashem yizbarach. That in reality, what happens to a person, again, in the Chinuch scheme of things, whatever happens to a person is basheret. If Reuven hadn't been the instrument for this to happen to Shimon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have orchestrated that there be some other instrument. So it's totally irrational. If Shimon is makir on what happened to him, it's totally irrational for him to try to take revenge against Reuven, because Reuven was a replaceable part here. If Reuven, through his bechira chavshes, hadn't opted to act as the instrument, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have would have orchestrated this through some other means. Svasemis has a similar understanding. He explains the pshat and the psuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash based on that. Initially, Behisvada Yosef al Echlav, so the Torah describes, Lo Yochu Echlav Lano Sosok, Ani Yosef Hashemachatim Mosim Mitzvah, Ani Yosef Ha'ora Vichoy, Lo Yochu Echlav Lano Sosok, Ki Nifhalu Mipanav. So Chazal say, the Gemara in Chagiga, the Medrash says, that Oilon Miyom Adin, Oilon Miyom Atochocha, that the brothers, when they were only being held accountable before Yosef, before Boss of Adam, so they couldn't answer his tochacha. So oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom tochacha. Where do you see that this tochacha in this pasuk? So the Beis Halevi famously explains, why is Yosef asking them again, ha'od avichai? The brothers don't have any updated information. The brothers, since they had last had their audience with Yosef, Yosef asked them then how Yaakov was, and then they never made it back home because Yosef had them arrested. So Chazal see that it wasn't an innocent question of Ha'ora V'choy, that it was really Tochacha. Is it conceivable that all these years that Yaakov Avinu is still alive despite the grief that you caused him by what you did to me? So clearly Yosef holds the brothers responsible for his mechira. And yet, within the same audience, so then, al teyatzu, val yicha b'einechem ki mechatem osiheina, ki l'michya shlachani elukim lifneichem, and lo atem shlachem osiheina ki elukim. So those psukim sound like that Yosef is totally whitewashing and totally exonerating the brothers. So which is it? Is it oylon miyom adin, oylon miyom atokocha, or is he exonerating the brothers? So the Svasamis says, Kedarko Bakodesh, in two lines. Svasamis compressed profound thoughts into phrases. He wrote very sparingly. So the Svasamis says like this. Again, elaborating what the Svasamis says. The brothers did what they did because of their own bechira, which is why Yosef holds them accountable for what they did. They weren't cognizant, they didn't have a nevuah, and they weren't cognizant of carrying out some mission for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send Yosef down to Mitzrayim. No, they acted by Yisnu also, V'Yochu Echav Dabu L'Shalom, and V'Yikamu Bo Echav. They added, again, acted, whatever it means for the Shiftei Kah, but they acted out of Sinna and Kina. And that's why Yosef holds them responsible, and he's giving them Tochacha. But then, when Yosef sees that they're afraid of him, that he's going to take revenge, so Yosef says, when I'm looking at you, so then I hold you accountable. But when I'm looking at it from my end of things, so I recognize that what happened to me was bashert. It was supposed to happen to me. If you hadn't done it out of your bechira, it would have happened some other way. So I have not the slightest desire for revenge. I have not the slightest inclination for revenge. You have no reason to be afraid of me, because Mitzidi, as the object of what happened, as the victim of what happened, so I recognize that a lot of times Shlachta Nosehena Kelokim. You, as the subjects, as those who acted, you have to realize that you weren't knowingly carrying out some divine plan. You were doing something which was terrible, and that's why he had previously given them Tochacha. So that's how the Chinuch understands the Issur Nekama. The Rambam, who's of the opinion that the degree of Hashgacha Pratis that a person who is Zochet to depends upon his Dveikus Vashem. So for the Rambam, that's not the Pshat Issur Nekama. The Pshat Issur Nekama, again, is that it's a day of Ra'ah ad Ma'od. It's getting upset that a person is upset. He lost $1 million, $1 million fortune, which was comprised of $3 bills. V'chein kol no tele echad mi Yisrael ovi b'lo saseh. I don't know what the change in Lashon is, but by Nekoma, so the Rambam writes Hanokim es chavero, and by Netira it's Hanota le echad mi Yisrael. Don't know why he changes it. V'chein kol anok the echad misal over belosa say shenemba belositu as b'nei amecha. Kate said, Reuven sh'ama l'shimon s'chori bayis zeh o hashileini shor zeh v'lorotza shimon l'yomim tzarech shimon l'ruven l'shom imenu l'iskob ama l'ruven heilecha hareini mash'ilecha ve'eini kamoscha v'lo ha'shalem l'cha k'ma'asecha ha'osek hazeh over belositu. Ella yimcha adava miliba v'lo yitrenu. Shekol zman shu notas adava v'zochro shema yavo linkom. Lefichah chekpida Torah al hanetira ad she yimcha ho'ava miliba klal v'lo yizkerenu. V'zo yadei hanukhona she'efsha she'yizkayim ba'yishe v'oretz u'mason u'maton shebnei odom zerem zeh. If we all accumulate grievances against each other, so then human interaction becomes very complicated and very difficult and often impossible. So what constitutes a violation of L'Sitra? Again, so L'Sitra means to harbor a grudge, right? To hold a grudge. So what happens if the person does, again, it's not losikom, so he does, even though he was initially denied, he does rent, he does lend the object. So clearly, if he says eni kamoscha, so clearly that's lo sitor. What happens if he's thinking that, but he doesn't say it? Is that also lo sitor? So I don't know. You kind of get contrary indications here in the Rambam. Initially, again, this is all the Torah's Kohanim. Rashi, I think, all the Torah quotes it also. So initially, the way the Rambam depicts Lositor, it's clearly that the person says it, he articulates. Right? He clearly articulates it. And what's more, it seems clear that the Rambam wants us to know that that's bedavka, because the Rambam says ha'oseh kozeh ove b'lo sitor. I mean, what makes it the lo sitor is what he says, right? Not what he's doing. I mean, he's giving. He's extending the. He's lending the object. He's renting the object. So the lashon of ha'oseh is a striking lashon in this context. It's as if to really, really underscore that it's the asiya of netira is the articulation of the grudge. So that seems pretty clear that what the Torah targets when the person articulates the netira. But then the Rambam's hemshech of Ela Yimcha Hadova Miliba Velo Yitrenu and the Ficha Chikpida Torah Al Netira Atche Yimcha Hadova Milibo seems to be explicit that the Torah requires not only that the person be misgabe on the grudge and lend the object or rent the object, but that he not, that even inwardly he doesn't hold that grudge. So which of the two is it? So apparently, what you see here in the Rambam is that within mitzvahs, within dinim, again here we'll express it as we have it here in terms of an iser, but this type of two-tiered construct is relevant in, by dinim as well. You have what formally constitutes the lav. To formally violate the lav of lositor, a person has to articulate it. He has to say eni kemasacha, eni kemoscha. He has to say it because and if a person doesn't say it, even though he's thinking it and feeling it, so he's not over lo sito. However, that's not to say that the Torah approves of holding on to the enmity as long as it's not articulated. There is a hakpod of the Torah. So there's two levels to the din. The level which constitutes a lav is where the person articulates it. But the Torah is also makbid, and in that sense, a person is clearly doing something, doing in quotation marks. A person is clearly doing something also. He's clearly doing something wrong, al pi Torah, even if he doesn't articulate it. It's a less serious violation because it's not a full-fledged violation of Lositor. You wouldn't say that it was over Lositor. Is he doing what the Torah considers wrong? Is he acting against the Torah's Hakpada? Yes, he certainly is, but it doesn't constitute Lositor. The Rambam has these two tiers within the mitzvah.
Is this parallel to what the Rambam says by Losakma, or there is because form of violation is an iso?
By losachmod, so there. I mean first los is the stage of losachmod, then losachmod. But there it's not within the same love, right? There the losachmod is the person wants it, and the losachmod is that he campaigns to get it. But there it's not present within the same love. And that's what's so novel over here is that the Rambam is saying that these two elements, these two tiers, they're both present within Lositor. And there it's because you have Los Asaba as well as Los Safra. And so that answers another, this recognizing that the Rambam sort of has these two tiers within the mitzvah, it also answers another kasha, which is that initially in Halacha Ches, when the Rambam presents Lositor, it seems quite clear that Lositor is an independent lav. The Torah is a lav Losikon, the Torah is a lav Lositor. And it's not that Lositor is a siyag daraisa. No, Lositor is its own lav. Then in the Rambam Zela Yimcha Adav Milibo, he says Shema Yavol Inkom. Then he depicts the Lositor simply as a Siog Daraisa on Losikom. So Luchara, again here too, the answer is that on the level of the full fledged violation of Lositor, it's an independent lav. In terms of the Torah's Hakpada about holding on to that enmity, so that the Rambam says is a siyag d'oraisa of Shema Yavol Inkom. So the Ramban in his very beautiful comment on Vasisa Yoshev Atov Parag Vav Pasuk Yitches Serim Devarim, the Rabbi Sena Bazer Medrash Yafa Amr Zub Pshara Lefnei Mishur Sadin. Vasisa Yoshev Atov teaches us that when two Balei Devarim have a dispute and they go to Bezden, so they should request pshara. They shouldn't ask that Bezdin Paskin Din. They should ask that the Bezdin Paskin pshara. And Vasisa Yoshev Atov also refers to the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin, that in general, in mitzvahs, that a person should do the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin. How does Vasisa Yoshev Atov lead to teach pshara and the Lefnei Mishur HaSadin? V'akavona b'zeh. Kimitzchila, the previous pasuk says, "Shamo tishmu nes mitzvos Hashem lekechem beidosa v'chukav eshetzivah." That's the pasuk preceding Vasisa vayoshev atov. Shamo tishmu nes mitzvos Hashem lekechem beidosa v'chukav eshetzivah. V'hakavana b'zeh kimitzchila amas shetishmu chukosa v'edosa v'eshetzivah, v'ata yom agam ba'asher lo tzivcha. Tain dait chalasos hatova hayosha ve'enav ki hu ohe vatova hayosha. V'zeh inyan gadol. L'fisha i'efshal lahazizkir batova kol hanhogos ha'odam im shcheno ve'reyov v'chol masa'o u'matono v'tikune hayisho v'hamedinos kulam. It's impossible that the Torah needs to be finite because we're finite. So it's impossible for the Torah to directly, specifically address every situation that every Jew is ever going to find himself in. every ben adam lachaveru situation scenario that every Jew is ever going to find himself in. So the Torah can't directly, specifically address each such situation or scenario. So what does the Torah do? Aval achare shehizkeh me'am harbe. The Torah gives us several specific, direct mitzvahs. Kegon lo selech rochel, lo sikon v'lo sitor, v'lo samer adam eyecha, lo sekal el cheresh, b'nei seba tokum v'chayot seba, chozal loma b'derech klal, seyasa hatov v'hayosha b'chol dovo, ad sheyikonis v'zeh hapshar v'lefnim mishur sadin. So the Ramban says that mitzvahs are supposed to help us develop an intuition for what proper behavior is. It's not just that we're supposed to sort of understand what the mitzvah formally demands of us and comply, but beyond that, we're supposed to be able to develop an intuition for what the Torah wants of us, what the Torah expects of us in any given situation based on our exposure to so many specific mitzvahs. So how does, and again, the second and third examples that the Ramban gives here in terms of what helps us develop an intuition for what's proper behavior is lo sikon v'lo sitor. So how does lo sikon v'lo sitor, and again, same question for all the examples that Ramban gives, how do we extrapolate from that that the Torah wants us to go for pshara rather than din? That the Torah says that we shouldn't be satisfied whenever we have an obligation, we shouldn't be satisfied with what is required of us al pi din, but we should go lefnim mishur sadin. How is that implied by lo sikon v'lo sitor? How do we extrapolate from lo sikon v'lo sitor and get to pshar lefnim mishur sadin? L'chaim the pshar is like this. The emes is, again, this is the Ramban's analysis of lo sikon v'lo sitor. What's wrong with nekama? It's zeh tachaza, tit for tat. You didn't lend me your car, so why should I lend you my car? What's wrong with that? I wasn't the one who defined our relationship that way. I wasn't the one who initiated this. But if that's the way you want it to be, so we're not so close. You don't trust me, so I should trust you. Well, why should it be? Why should the relationship be one-sided? And certainly, how do you understand lo sitor? Certainly, lo sitor, I am willing to go beyond what you did for me. So I'm certainly entitled to highlight that. And yet the Torah says no. The Torah says lo sikon lo sitor. Lo selech rochel again is, as we learned earlier in the parak, that the Rambam underscores, it's a lava lo selech rochel even if what a person says is true. So why am I guilty of some infraction if at the end of the day what I said about Reuven was true? If Reuven doesn't want people pointing out that he's not a nice person, let him be a nice person. Why am I at fault for just speaking the truth about Reuven? So what do all these have in common? Is that sort of the question that we're asking, the pushback, as it were, against lo sikon lo sitor, against lo selech rochel, is operating with a very, very rigid system of din. You didn't lend me your car, I don't lend you my car. Right? And I'll pig din, so that is a correct reaction. But the Torah says that's also, right? The Torah says that's a terrible thing to do. So clearly, what the Torah is telling us, again, if we're not only mekayim the din, But we develop an intuition for what's correct behavior based on the din. So then it's clear that the message the Torah is telling us is that ben adam lechavero is not supposed to be the way we interact with each other is not supposed to be based on operating with some kind of harsh, rigid midas hadin. And that's the answer to each of the questions. That's the answer to why the Torah asks nekama, and why the Torah asks netira, and why the Torah asks l'selech rochel, even if it's true. Yes, in some other, quotation marks, moral system, other than the Torah, so in achanami, so these things would be acceptable. And that's what the Ramban is saying. That's how Vasisa Vayosha Vatov tells us pshara, because if we don't just narrowly, literally be mekayim, the mitzvah of losikom losito, but we allow it to form our intuition, so then we understand that the way we're supposed to interact with each other is not based on a harsh and rigid midas hadin. It's supposed to be with a lifnei mishuras hadin. So if there's a dispute, so you go to bezin for pshat. You don't go for bezin for din. That's the clear upshot. If a person understands what's at the core of loselech rochel, of losikom, of losito. Could be that what underlies this, again, not so much the Ramban, but this idea of the Torah is that Olam Chesed Yivana. None of us held an IOU against HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He had to create us. So our very existence is not an existence which ever would have happened l'fi midas hadin. L'fi midas hadin, so there's no HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't lacking anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't. There was nothing self-serving about Briyasa Olam. That's what the Rabbi says. That's what it means. Olam Chesed Yibana. We don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, but we do know the what. We do know that the what, that it wasn't to address any need that he has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have needs, so it was an act of altruism. So the whole Briya is a mitzias of chesed. So how can a person think that the way we're supposed to interact is l'fi midas hadin? And that's what the Torah says, l'sikom, l'sito, l'selech rochel. Maybe the pshat in Bnei Seva Tokim in the Ramban is that often, again, Bnei Seva Tokim for an older person. So when people get older, so their kochos often become diminished, and they're not as productive members of society as they once were. So in the secular world, so there's tremendous bittul for them, Beyond a certain age, a person can't get a job, and beyond a certain age, the doctors aren't interested in saving people's lives. They think it's a waste of time and resources. And the Torah says no, they save a talking, no, adarava. You have to be mechaber a person more when he becomes old than when he was young. So the Torah says punk faker. It's not that we're not supposed to operate with. Well, the midas hadin, the whole mitzias, the Drosh HaSaran has a line where he says the whole world is a mitzias shel chesed. Otherwise, the world wouldn't exist. Olam chesed yivana. So how can it be that? Oh no! So this person, he or she is X years old, and isn't really productive. So that's what the Torah says. No, they say the tokim, and therefore, if we understand what the message of that mitzvah is, not just what the mitzvah demands of us, but what the value of the mitzvah is, what the message of the mitzvah is, so then that will also manifest itself in pshara and lifnei mishuras hadin. Okay, stop here for those things.